Phil Nelson here. I've been involved in motorsport for the past 10 years. In June last year, Bairnsdale Dragway was destroyed by three current club officials, club committee, three members of club committee. As far as I'm aware, that wasn't advised to happen at their club meeting. It was spoken that there was supposed to be legal advice sought after the meeting, and 2 days after, we were informed that the track was actually being destroyed. Actually, it didn't really belong to them. I feel it belonged to the community, and every person that went through that gate contributed to what was there. I understand the leasehold may have felt hard done by after 40 years of running a drag club, but as far as I'm concerned and everybody else who's around, it's not really, it's bad. It's bad that it's come to this. Really, really bad that it's come to this.
What was the relationship like between the club president and secretary and the rest of the members of the club while this was happening?
Yeah, as I'm aware, that there was a fair bit of negative feeling in amongst the club as this was happening. A few days after the track was destroyed, the secretary did resign, and he resigned as secretary and resigned as member immediately because it wasn't voted. This decision to destroy the drag club was not voted for, and it was not passed at a club meeting. It was done out of spite due to these people didn't want to see this club go ahead, and it was it's bad, really bad that this has happened. And the reason we're doing this now is we haven't been able to contact the president or the treasurer of the club since the incident, and tonight they've actually got an AGM, and we've got a fair few minutes written down here. We're going to go and ask them some questions about it.
What do you want to know?
I want to know why they went ahead and destroyed a drag strip and took all the assets from the club when most of the assets were donated from the community and club members. Yeah, how can they justify doing what they've done?
How do you and other motorsport enthusiasts in Bairnsdale feel about what's happened?
It's absolutely terrible. If Bairnsdale Dragway had walked away from the lease that they were given because it was going to work out too much work or too much pressure through the Shire, us local motor enthusiasts were going to be left with nothing, absolutely nothing. An empty paddock that was no good to anybody.
Bairnsdale Dragway is taking up the site. What would you like to see happen with the assets that are remaining with the Bairnsdale Motorsport Club?
I'd love to see whatever belongs to Bairnsdale Motorsport Club put back into the venue, because as far as me and I'm sure a lot of everybody else in the community would agree, that's where it belongs. It's where it was donated to local drag racing. That's where it should be.
I'm Stephen Downing. I'm president of the East Gippsland Drag Racing Association. Phil came to us at our last meeting and brought up the issues that he had with his previous club, and he was a bit worried and wary of our club that we might be the same. He since knows otherwise. We're a non-for-profit organisation with all of our money is going to go directly back into the sport of drag racing. I'm here tonight to support Phil and help him with his cause. I feel that he's been dealt with very harshly by his last club, and the community has been dealt a fairly big blow by what they did out there.
You've formed the new group that's going to take over the lease. Are there many motorsport enthusiasts in Bairnsdale that have come on board with your club to continue drag racing in the area?
Our club's growing quite quickly. Our membership base is going through the roof at the moment as we speak, as people learn about us more and more.
What was your feeling coming into this situation with the drag strip?
I was always happy to go out there and support the drag strip as a spectator and a racer as well. My young fella probably spent more time out there than what I did as a spectator, and that's what it was about, letting the kids know about the sport and getting involved in the sport. And unfortunately, my young fella hasn't seen any drag racing for a couple of years now.
We had a club meeting on it. The club members voted on it. Now, we'll clarify that. The paid-up club members with voting rights all voted on that one. And we took legal advice. And as we were responsible for the surface of the drag strip, and we had lost control over who used it, and we lost our source of income to pay for the insurance to cover it, we had to remove it. Done on legal advice.
Now that the lease has been taken over by another group, what does the club plan to do in the future?
We're looking for another venue. I can quite honestly tell you it won't be in this shire. We'll move out of the shire and we'll see what we can do and see who finds us socially acceptable. To check our club records for the last 42 years, you've only got to go to Consumer Affairs and check out in the incorporated clubs. We have a pretty unblemished record for the whole way. We basically seeking a shire who's interested.
There has been suggestion that the assets were donated by the community. Is this true?
Nope. All the assets there came over 42 years of accumulation of the club. Most things that were donated by companies were for advertising, for trophies at various events, but the actual maintenance of the track and the whole facility was put together by the Bairnsdale Motorsport Club from funds raised from the meetings we had. It wasn't just drag racing. There was rallies, there was barbecues, there was chook raffles, you name it, we tried it to fund it. And it took 42 years to get where we were before we had to destroy it.
Some members of the motorsport community in Bairnsdale are suggesting that whatever's left of the club's assets or money should be given, handed over to the new club that's taken over the drag strip to put back into drag racing in the Bairnsdale community. What would you say to this?
Why? We're still a functioning club. We're still working. We're looking at putting another facility up, and we hopefully won't have to move too far from Bairnsdale to do it. But if we do, bad luck, we will. But that was our asset. The funds are the assets of the club. Why should we pass them off to someone else? There's us. We're still going. We're still functioning. And we're still trying to get ourselves another facility. So that funding will go to that. It won't go to someone else who's trying to usurp our old facility.